Tim Stearns from TJ Stearns. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, John.
And how's everything in your world? Have things calmed down a little bit now that the markets have calmed down or been on the uptrend a little bit?
You know, we have been really attentive to our clients having a plan, and that's really key, and that's why they've kept their cool. Last week, I was with, you know, supposedly top advisors from all over the United States, and they asked, you know, is your phone blowing up every 5 seconds, you know, for no. I said, we have a plan, and they know that. You know, we're going to get them out of harm's way, but we have a plan.
One of the things, I know we're going to get to the retirement number thing, but I just remembered the one thing I wanted to ask you, because one of the things that you do is you do like a stop losses for certain folks, for certain stocks maybe they've bought, like if it goes down 5, 10, 15%, whatever it is. The question I have for you is, can you set it so that if the stock is up in price, like let's say it's doubled since you bought it, is it down 10% or 15% from the high or from when you bought it originally? Or can you kind of play with those numbers, whatever is comfortable for the client?
We can play with those numbers depending on the client. I mean, there are ways to ratchet it up. Our clients were really happy because before the tariffs went into effect, we went to cash. And then we just got back in last week. So the timing was really, really good. And I'm not saying we're perfect, but it's better than the buy and hold.
Well, right. And that's what a lot of people hear, right? We talk about certain money managers saying, whatever, like this is what happens in markets. And maybe that's fine if you're like 30. But Tim, a lot of the folks you're working with aren't 30. Maybe they wish they were, but they certainly can't invest like they were 30.
No, but you know what's scary is that you're seeing a lot of people either trying to make up for lost time, or they're so scared of the markets. They're in cash, not really earning much because they have these interest rates from, you know, long ago and money markets or whatever the vehicles that they had. Right now is a great time to refinance anything that you might have out there. Interest rates are the highest they've been in my 31 years in the business. I had a couple in here last night, and you know, that's, you know, we're trying to get them on an income allocation plan, the Protect and Grow blueprint. And that's one of the things that they have these old annuities that aren't earning anything for them. And right now is just such a great time.
Wait, explain that again. You can refinance an annuity?
Right. And what I mean by that is look at what the rates are compared to where you were. I mean, the one gentleman had one from 2015 and interest rates were, you know, very small. So, you know, if you can buy a mortgage for little or nothing, like 3%, well, then you can't invest real well. But right now, you know, it's quite the opposite. If you're a saver, it's a great time.
Absolutely. Okay. Do you get this question a lot? Do I have enough to retire? Is that like the number one question people ask?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. And the first time I ever came on with you, I told you the story of a referral from one of my favorite clients who taught my kids. And she, her sister was supposed to call. She never called. I said, finally she came in. I said, Maureen, what took you so long? And she said, because I was afraid you'd tell me I can't retire.
Right.
And so a lot of people are so scared and they say to me, I have a million this, I have this, I have that. Well, unless you go through, you know, a forensic accounting and build a budget and all the things that we do with people when we build a plan, you won't know that answer. And I feel like we're kind of like if you get a physical from the doctor, no one enjoys that. But once you get done, you feel a lot better about yourself. And that's what we do here.
Well, that's what we're obviously not going to be able to do a forensic analysis of every single listener, although they can call you for one. But I kind of want just like a general idea because, of course, the number is so individualized. The number is not a guarantee, of course. And I know you don't want to put it out there like it is. No. But I want to dive a little bit more into like maybe just a on the napkin figuring out a roundabout way if we're close. Tim, before I do go to the break, though, we do that on the other end. What number do you want people reaching at if they're interested in working with you?
No problem. 800-640-2256. That's 800-640-2256.
TJStearns.com. More with Tim Stearns, but first at 6:45, traffic and weather time. Tim Stearns from TJ Stearns. Okay, I've got a piece of paper and a marker ready to go, Tim. I know, first and foremost, that it's not an exact science knowing what you need in retirement, and literally, $3 million to someone may not be enough, whereas $850,000 to another person might be plenty, right?
Right. Right. It really depends on what type of vehicles that you have in your portfolio. I mean, it's all about being able to pay your bills in retirement. So how do you do that? You know, if I have $5 million in whatever it is, and it's not throwing off any income, that's not real effective. Versus if I have $850,000 and it throws off $50,000 a year, I'm happy as can be.
Meaning if I have $5 million that's on paper in some sort of equities account or some sort of IRA, that's not realized money. That's not giving you any income besides dividends.
Well, yeah, besides dividends. But I mean, a lot of those have suspended dividends and that type of thing.
Okay. So it depends on these sort of income. Generally speaking, I mean, what do I have to do first if I'm trying to think of that number? Is it just trying to figure out what I need each year? Like, what is it?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing that people always say is, I'm not going to need as much in retirement. Well, okay, that might be true, but first of all, you need to define your budget. What does it look like? Where will you be living? That type of thing. And then you next want to figure out exactly what your sources of guaranteed income are. And then you're going to have an income gap, and we need to figure out how to strategize to fill that.
Okay. Do I get to include Social Security in this guaranteed income? Or is that
absolutely.
A little... Okay, okay. Maybe absolutely. I don't get to, because I don't know if it's going to be around in 30 years, but I sure hope so.
I don't know about that.
So how do you figure out how long... I guess, what's an interesting way to ask, how long are you going to live? How do you navigate that with someone carefully and delicately?
We have a handout that we'd be happy to give some anyone who calls in. But basically, it's basically a current retirement assessment that we can do. You figure out, you know, what's the oldest person that you know. Let's say, for example, what age do you want to retire? And that's how many years you're going to be in retirement.
Okay, I've got 30 is my number. Okay.
I like it. All right. And then you figure out, what do you need to make the Hansen household run? And you have David eating all your food now, so good luck with that.
Do you do it in like today dollars, like just generally, because you know that cost of living is going to go up, but so is some of your investments too? Like,
to your point, we increase it by 3% each year, because historically that's what inflation has been.
Okay, so what I need each year, boy, I don't even know that number. This is hard. Let's say it's, I don't know, $80,000. Can I do that? Let's absolutely. Say the house is paid off. Okay, $80,000.
Yeah, okay, so it's $80,000. Then let's say you guys have, you know, let's say $40,000 coming in from your guaranteed Social Security or what have you. And then your gap is going to be $40,000 times those 30 years you're in retirement. And that's your magic number. It's really that simple. But it you know, comes down to going through the physical part of figuring out what your budget is.
Right.
Because most times, you know, in my family, my mom always kept the books. And so, you know, usually one of the partners doesn't know. What is the cost, you know, and going into retirement, that is so scary. The people who come in here always want a plan. They've worked with other money managers that only talk about stocks and bonds and mutual funds. They want a plan. I mean, if you're going to, you know, redo, for example, your brother's kitchen, I'm sure he went through getting cost, different, what his blueprints look like, that type of thing. It's the same thing here. You need to go through it. And it's not, you know, one time and you're done with it. You know, you refine it. It's dynamic. Every year you're looking back at it to make sure you're hitting your numbers.
By the way, my number ended up at $1.2 million, which is funny because that was the number that on Lisa Dent's show someone said was the average retirement, what you would need to live comfortably. So I'm right there as an average person, which makes me feel pretty good. But you're saying some important things there, Tim. I want to make sure we highlight that. First of all, that $1.2 million, is there some more income that I can be making from that instead of just leaving it all in equities? Second of all, the tax implications, right? Mm-hmm. I have a lot in Roth, or not in Roths. I have a lot in like a 401k that I couldn't put into a Roth for a while. I mean, these are things that you talk about too, because now I've got to figure out ways, and you guys are able to do this as opposed to just a money manager, to figure out tax advantage strategies, right?
Right, and a lot of the current advisors that we've gone up against won't help people with that. Social Security optimization, they don't do. They don't calculate taxes. That's why I'm glad that we have a CPA on staff and an estate attorney. And
you do social. You do Social Security optimization too.
Yep, exactly. Always.
So like to plug in the number of years you're going to be working. Is it 67? Is it 62? Maybe I'm going to wait till 70, etc. Do you look at like costs of like healthcare stuff too?
Absolutely. We do all that. You make sure that we try to get a handle on the health care. That's a tough one. But Social Security is pretty easy to figure out if you're leaving money on the table. Then you're going to want to run a Social Security optimization.
So you have things that you can plug a lot of numbers into and experts that kind of break down each one of these facets.
Right. And then yearly, it's a dynamic plan. So we meet with our clients and try to define where they're at and, you know, make sure that they're on pace for where they want to be.
And then you mentioned something that kind of cut you off there, where you said an estate plan as well, which we talk a lot about on this program with some estate planning lawyers. Some people, sometimes it's the people in the financial world that have these lawyers ready to go. Because, yeah, if I have $1.2 million, let's say I'm able to grow that as I retire, that'd be the goal, right? Like, I have more to leave. I don't end at zero. I want to pass something along to David. I have to make sure that's done correctly. I think a lot of people think that they're like, well, obviously I have kids. It'll be divided up evenly. There are so many complicating factors that people don't realize if they don't have the right person handling that for them.
No one should leave it to probate court to decide what your legacy is going to be. And you need to make sure that you meet with an estate attorney yesterday to make sure that that's not going to happen. The average in Cook County is like 2 years in probate, and it's just horrific.
I know there's some great estate planning lawyers out there that advertise on these programs, too, and they're great. I recommend all of them. Is there an advantage, though, too, to having it in-house with the people that do your financial advising, too?
What I've found is that people like to have one-stop shopping. They want to understand, and then, by the way, you know, everyone's on the same page. So we have a team approach, and you know, the CPA knows what we're doing, the estate attorney knows what we're doing, et cetera, and make sure that, you know, that everyone understands that, you know, we're one team working for the client.
But if someone has an estate planning lawyer already, it's not like you turn them away. That's fine.
No, not at all.
I just, some people already have that person. They're like, oh, right. I don't want to step on anyone's toes because they're nice people.
Well, 6 out of 10 Americans haven't done the proper estate planning, so that it would be a thing that we'd look over.
Absolutely. Tim, I got to go. I loved figuring out the number with you and then the other ramifications of it. TJStearns.com is the best place to go to visit the website. The guy's name is Tim Stearns. And the phone number, Tim, 800-640-2256, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's good to talk to you. We'll hear from you next week on the program, and then we'll talk live in 2 weeks. Sound good?
Yes, sir.
All right.
We'll talk then. All right, see ya.
Tim Stearns, great guy, 800-640-2256.